This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Corey Crow. Joining me on the telephone this morning, Congressman Ralph Abraham. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Well, thanks for being with us today on KEDM, as you are each and every Thursday. I wanted to ask you a little bit. I took a couple of days off work, and I saw you had a letter you had written to the President of the United States about the U.S. Space Command. So tell me a little bit about this. What is the U.S. Space Command, and why do you want them here in Louisiana?
As you know, well, most people have been watching the news. President Trump wants a space force. And part of that, of course, will be a space command. And I can think of no better place than Louisiana. Wonderful people, wonderful work ethic. We've got Barksdale, we've got Tech, we've got ULM, we've got Grambling all along that corridor right there. And I think it would be a wonderful spot to put a space command.
I think a lot of people may not realize Louisiana has been involved in space. I used to live down near Slidell, and I passed a NASA office every day, and then the big Michoud facility down in South Louisiana that built the space shuttle, a lot of space shuttle parts, the external tanks, and things like that. So there is a little bit of a space industry in Louisiana.
Oh, no doubt about it. I've been to Michoud. It's a phenomenal facility. You've got Tech and LSU that are called Space Grant Universities, and the list goes on and on. Again, I hope the president looks at this letter very closely, puts his people to start researching it, and then they need to make that decision to come to Louisiana.
I know you guys get lots of briefings and things. Talk to me about this Space Force. What would a Space Force for the United States do?
It would give it its own four-star command general, its own staff, its own money. Space right now is probably one of the busiest places that we've ever seen. There are satellites up there that literally are made by China, whose only purpose is to knock one of our satellites out of orbit and to make it unusable. Now, if that's a military communications satellite or a navigation satellite, that's a big deal for us. So we need to be in space. We need to lead like we do in everything in the world militarily and make sure that we control that domain. If we have a next war, which we certainly hope we don't, it could very easily be in space.
The I guess when you hear the word Space Force, you think of like a guy in Star Wars flying around shooting stuff with a laser. But we're talking spacecraft and more reconnaissance and things like that?
Exactly, but technology has gotten to the point, as you know, we do have laser technology, we do have hypersonic weapons, we do have the ability to go into space much easier and much faster than we used to. So we need to be ahead of this thing, because if we don't, I assure you, China and Russia will be taken over.
In your quest for a U.S. Space Command, where would you like to see that in Louisiana? Where would you locate it?
Well, look, I don't care. You know, the obvious place would be in conjunction there with Barksdale, since Barksdale certainly is a wonderful big part of the Air Force already, where you have Global Strike Command. So, you know, you could certainly pair those up and use some of the same geography, I think. But you know, anywhere in Louisiana would be phenomenal.
How are we set compared to some of the other states as far as our quest for a space command? Are there other people that look more favorable than we do?
Well, we don't know yet. You know, there are certainly other places in the country that have facilities such as we do in Louisiana. But the thing that they don't have is already a lot of the infrastructure we have right there in Barksdale. So again, I can't stress how important it is to pair up or marry up these units that can exchange information, can probably use some of the same personnel, be economical, but at the same time, get this thing done on a timely basis. If we have to start from scratch, it's always harder to get it off the ground.
All
right.
We're
ahead of that right here in Louisiana.
Congressman, almost out of time. I've got about 15 seconds. What do you think about the grounding of the 737 MAX series by the president?
Well, you know, public safety has to come first, so we've got to figure out what's causing the jets to crash. So, yeah, I'm with the president on that. He made a wise decision.
All right. Congressman Ralph Abraham joining us today from Washington, D.C. This is 90.3 KEDM, KEDM2, listener-supported public radio.